Annie Downs sat at the Mocha Club and said something that would transform her life. "I've got an idea, and I'm going to start working on it tomorrow." What made this moment electric wasn't the brilliance of her idea. We'll never even know what it was. What mattered was her posture. She chose to initiate rather than wait for permission. This tiny moment captures why Poke the Box has sold over 1 million copies and become a rallying cry in Silicon Valley, where done is better than perfect echoes through startup offices. We live in a world obsessed with optimization, perfecting our plans until they're paralyzed. But here's the truth. Nothing can be optimized until someone first has the courage to begin. The question isn't whether your idea is perfect, it's whether you'll start. We're drilled in 6 imperatives: awareness, education, connection, consistency, building assets, and productivity. Schools reward them, companies measure them, but there's a 7th imperative, rarely taught yet most crucial: having the guts to ship. Without initiative, you're simply reacting, drifting through life waiting to be shoved. This explains why brilliant people never reach their potential. They possess knowledge, but lack the spark that transforms ideas into reality. Consider Craig Venter's synthetic biology work. Even with perfect genetic code designed on computers, his creations need something living, an actual spark, to transform from inert mass to living organism. Thomas Edison tested thousands of materials before finding his light bulb filament. Knowledge wasn't enough. Relentless initiative made the difference. Watch a child learning to walk. No instruction manuals, just countless attempts and recoveries. That natural learning process embodies what we've systematically trained out of ourselves. Our economy now demands this exploratory mindset, yet our systems condition us to wait for orders. Look at Airbnb or Uber. Their core technologies existed before them. What made them successful wasn't brilliant ideas, but the initiative to execute despite uncertainty. Great programmers don't learn from textbooks. They code something, see what happens, change it, and repeat until understanding emerges. The box might be a computer, market, customer, or boss. Through deliberate experimentation, you gain ownership and deep understanding that passive learning never achieves. Initiative requires more than curiosity, not just searching for the right answer, but an insatiable desire to understand and improve. A curious person watches YouTube videos about starting a business, an initiator launches one. Help someone struggling with a tray, try a better way to answer angry calls, fix that noisy hinge. These small initiatives compound into significant improvements. Why doesn't everyone do this? People confuse flux with risk, fearing movement because they associate it with failure. An employee avoids suggesting improvements for fear of criticism. A manager sticks with outdated systems rather than face uncertainty. But in today's world where everything flows, standing still means moving backward. Embracing flux often creates less chaos than resisting it. Our fear of shipping meaningful work stems from the lizard brain, the primitive neural structure focused on survival that constantly scans for danger. Stephen Pressfield calls this internal voice the resistance, a relentless force urging compromise and sabotaging our boldest opportunities. By maiming this resistance, we can recognize when it's acting up and move forward despite its protests. Modern conditioning amplifies this natural resistance. Society dissects defeats more than it celebrates victories. Yet successful people prove otherwise. Oprah was fired from her first television job. Mark Cuban failed at numerous ventures. Their failures were stepping stones. The more action you take, the more failure you'll encounter. But these aren't failures born of carelessness. They're natural consequences of pushing boundaries. Traditional organizations systematically chose compliance over creativity, preferring predictable mediocrity to innovation's uncertainties. This created a costly misconception. Creative individuals must wait to be chosen by gatekeepers. Authors wait for publishers. Entrepreneurs pitch endlessly to venture capitalists. This pick-me mentality is increasingly obsolete. The alternative? Choose yourself. Create your own opportunities, build your own platforms, connect directly with your audience. For decades, projects weren't central to business. Ford's Model T ran unchanged for 19 years, selling 15 million cars. The launch was a project, but manufacturing was the business. Now consider Apple, Google, Pixar. These are project-centric. No projects, no organization. Coasting isn't an option because projects end. Henry Ford revolutionized manufacturing through productivity, making cars efficiently to sell them cheaper. His system relied on obedience and interchangeable people. That system has moved overseas. The new system uses stable platforms while building projects on top. Tom Peters spent 25 years spreading ideas from In Search of Excellence, yet he's frustrated because too many still wait to be told what to do. Excellence isn't working harder to follow orders, it's taking initiative to do work you decide is worth doing. We reward those who draw maps, not those who follow them. Many organizations have business development teams responsible for new deals and transformative ideas. Most need this capability, but few have it because no one has the posture of initiation. The difference between having a department and having people who actually start things is everything. Initiative means you'll be wrong sometimes, wasting time and facing blame, but this scarcity makes it valuable. Most people avoid these risks, making smart people willing to start useful projects, knowing they won't always work, extremely rare. The original Starbucks sold beans and leaves, not coffee. This wrong version would have failed without Howard Schultz's vision, but without Jerry Baldwin's flawed store, there'd be no Frappuccino. The original Starship Enterprise looked like a cross between a Frisbee and a can opener before becoming iconic. Poking doesn't mean getting it right. It means taking action. We're constantly given clear answers from Google, bloggers, and policy manuals. But initiative is about let's see and try. When there's no clear right answer, something new is often the right path. This might not work isn't something to tolerate, it's something to seek out. At the circus, the ringmaster announced they will now attempt a triple flip. That word attempt suggested risk and possibility. Despite Yoda's wisdom, there is indeed a try, and trying is the opposite of hiding. Consider Holorado, a band from small-town Ontario. When venues wouldn't book them, they'd show up, claiming their gig fell through. They burned demos in Best Buy parking lots, sold CDs in Ziploc bags outside malls, created a residency tour, playing seven cities weekly for a month. 4 years of trying new things, while typical bands played coffee houses, complaining about not being discovered. Shipping is an event. Starting is a series of events. You decide to walk to Cleveland, taking a first step. You walk 20 miles and stop. The next morning, you either quit or start again. Keep starting until you finish. If you have the platform to make a difference, you have an obligation to start. Hiding your ideas hurts the team as much as theft. Some hesitate, waiting for perfect conditions. Others hide by constantly dreaming up the next big thing, only to abandon it days later. As Fitzgerald wrote of Gatsby, "What would be the use of doing great things if I could have a better time telling her what I was going to do?" Constant motion provides safety. You can't be held responsible when you're already on to the next thing. Success in jeopardy isn't just knowledge, it's buzzer timing. The same applies to initiating. Most of us overreact and do too little. The solution? Buzz more. See what happens. Repeat. The lesson of Icarus, don't fly too high or the gods will punish you, is burned into our psyche. But someone gave you permission. Innovation isn't safe, and you'll fail, but hiding isn't safe either. Vince McMahon's XFL was a spectacular failure, but both Vince and NBC came out ahead compared to those who lacked courage to start. Once starting becomes ingrained, momentum builds. The world needs you to poke the box now, messy, imperfect, uncertain now. The only real failure isn't getting it wrong, it's never starting at all.